USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump has said he doesn't want a war with Iran, but that military options are on the table after the administration blames Iran for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week.
These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the Freedom of Navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait.
However, members of the crews of the vessels claim they were struck by flying objects and not Iranian mines, as the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have claimed, and some Iranian officials are claiming the U.S. attacked the vessels so then it could blame Iran. In Philadelphia, a graduation party turns into a crime scene last night. Police say a gunman opened fire, killing one person, wounding seven others. At last check, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling on the feds to implement new equipment in helicopters. Speaking yesterday in Manhattan, he said the FAA should make black box technology mandatory in all choppers. That after a helicopter crashed while trying to land on the roof of a Manhattan skyscraper last week, killing the pilot. A family of four found shot to death in a small Des Moines, Iowa community on Saturday. The story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Chandreskar Sankara, age 44, Lavankya Sankara, age 41, and their two boys, ages 15 and 10, were pronounced dead at the scene.
The key point here is that this investigation will take some time. I know there are a lot of questions on what happened here, and we're working towards developing answers to those questions. The key thing is that there is no ongoing threat to the community's safety.
Four other family members, two of whom are children, were staying in the home as guests, according to police. When the victims were found, one of those guests ran outside to look for help, found someone walking by, and had that person call 911.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On one hand, it's like he's always campaigning, but President Trump has a special campaign event coming up this week. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's a big week ahead for President Trump as he gears up for a rally in Orlando, Florida, where he's scheduled to announce Tuesday night he's running for re-election. The location, the Amway Center, which holds almost 20,000 people. Father's Day, the president on Twitter, promoting his appearance on ABC News with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons.
I have no pitch. You know what I have? The economy is phenomenal. We've rebuilt our military. We're taking care of our vets. We're doing the best job that anybody's done, probably as a first-term president. I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever.
I'm Robin Walensky.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones now offering a $1 million reward for the arrest of whoever put child pornography on the servers for his InfoWars site. The FBI has been investigating since Jones started getting emailed threats that he had links to child pornography. Jones went off Friday on his show, angry over what he calls a setup. And golfer Gary Woodland is notching his first major victory after winning the 119th U.S. Open on Sunday at Pebble Beach. Bruce Koepka, the two-time defending champ, finished three shots back in second place. Remember to look for us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.